So, D'Lo or no D'Lo?
I'm team D'Lo.
Do you move D'Lo in a deal to get better at the trade deadline? A lot of people are looking at him right now and saying he's playing great. As you said, in the last 9 games, fantastic.
Been unbelievable.
Yeah, been fantastic.
Are we just going to go past NSYNC playing right now?
Oh, Lance Bass?
Yeah, can you pick out which ones?
I can tell you all these people.
Oh, yeah, you can.
This is J.C. Chazet singing.
Wow.
And Timberlake has the second verse here.
Okay.
And then Lance Bass, Joey Fatone, and Chris Kirkpatrick sing backup for the whole song.
Interesting.
They don't have, you can't hear them, like, they don't have a solo?
Well, no. This is, Chazet has a solo.
Chazet,
this is him.
And Timberlake do.
Yeah, but the other three don't have a solo. Not in this song.
They usually
This is your Tearing Up My Heart. This is one of their biggest hits.
Oh, yeah. I just can't pick out the voices. Like
really?
No. Well, really?
I can't.
That's Chazet, and now here's all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's my question. Why does John know boy bands better than me?
I just know NSYNC. Like, if you maybe do Backstreet Boys or 98 Degrees, I have limited knowledge. NSYNC, because I love Timberlake.
Yeah.
I still listen to Timberlake now.
Oh, I love Timberlake. What's the best Timberlake song?
Sexy Back.
See, I like Mirrors. Do you know Mirrors?
No.
You're just like a mirror. Oh, looking back in the back of me. Oh.
Nope. I know Sexy Back.
Oh, there it is.
Good. No, this is NSYNC.
Oh, this is...
Can you name these people?
NSYNC.
No, this is not NSYNC.
Is this Backstreet Boys?
Oh, yeah, so this is I Want You Back.
I Want You Back.
Yeah.
That's JT starting, yeah.
Islands of Genius. John knows his boy bands. Wow.
This is why if I go on...
You know, NSYNC's getting back together.
I heard with Timberlake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
This is Timberlake. Turn it up. That's Timberlake when he was like 16.
Timberlake, by the way, the musical guest on SNL this week, and a lot of speculation that he's dropping a new album.
He is,
with NSYNC.
Oh, it's an album with NSYNC?
I talked to Jeff Blake today.
Oh, yeah?
So this is a great show coming up this weekend. Dakota Johnson's hosting.
Yep.
And Jeff says, I can't... By the way, Jeff had a baby, Mia, and
we should say Jeffrey Blake is a friend of ours. He works on SNL.
So welcome to the world, Mia Blake.
Nice.
And he's on paternity leave, and he said, I'm cutting it too close to go the night the Lakers play the Knicks.
Oh, yeah.
He said, by the time you get out of the Garden, he said, you got to be in your seats at 11.
You couldn't get to the live show? From
MSG? Correct, because the tip's not till 8:40.
Oh, yeah, no, you'd never make it.
He said, you got to be in the building and in your seat by 11.
Yeah.
And I went, well, maybe I could have Michael do the whole second part of the fourth quarter.
Oh, sure, I've heard Michael do play-by-play.
Yeah, but I'm going to go on the Easter weekend, I'm going.
Oh, good.
When we go back to play Brooklyn.
Oh, cool, cool.
Thanks to Jeff.
All right, so 2 o'clock call of the day. I mentioned D'Angelo Russell, and there are two sides to this debate, and everybody is on one side or the other. So why don't we start with Solomon in Lake Balboa. Solomon, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call. Yeah, I call it the D'Lo dilemma.
Yeah, what side are you on there, Solomon?
You know, it's tough. It's a double-edged sword. I'm not quite sure. Let me present both sides, if I may.
Yeah, sure.
You know, John, you have a point. Last 9 games, the guy's lights out. He checks a lot of boxes for the Lakers. A good third, consistent offensive scorer. He handles the offense well. He's a good distributor with assists. The defense is not great.
Right.
Trying. He had a couple blocks the other night.
Yep.
So at least he's active, right?
Yeah, I thought defensively he was actually good last night.
Yeah. The problem is his contract. It's dangerous. I'm not quite sure if I understand all the parameters of it because I get so confused by NBA contract.
Well, it's essentially $18 million with a player option for next year.
Yeah, so you'd be getting him for 2 years, Solomon. But the $18 million, believe it or not, I know it's a ton of money. In the NBA, it's almost average.
Right, that's why we say it's a very movable contract.
Yeah.
They could leave. He could leave them high and dry. You don't know if he's going to return to D'Lo playoff, you know, a playoff D'Lo. We don't know that. But it is a tough call, man. And I agree with Bergman. If it's not going to be a really significant improvement, I wouldn't move him.
Is DeJounte Murray enough of an improvement to you?
Is his contract better or worse?
He's got 4 years.
4 years.
So you'd be marrying. And he's a good player. I wouldn't be worried if they traded for DeJounte. But I'm just a D'Lo guy, Solomon. So I mean, that's why I don't want him to trade him.
And I am as well. And I don't know if he's that much of an improvement. He's probably a little better defensively. I don't think he's quite as good with the assists, and I think scoring-wise, they're pretty even.
All right. Solomon, thank you.
So Solomon was talking about how D'Lo played defense last night.
Yeah.
Listen, I had Greg find this call. This is me when D'Lo blocked that shot. Listen to how surprised I mean, I'm basically in shock when this happens. It went down last night like this. No good. Harden on a breakaway. Harden to the rim. Harden blocked by D'Lo. Wow! Russell stuffed Harden at the rim. Prince on the other end. Slam dunk. Lakers are within two after a spectacular defensive play by D'Angelo Russell. Wow!
Weirdly, it was all downhill from that. That's as close as they got, was within two.
That's true.
Yeah, I was like, what just happened?
Yeah, no, that was great. Yeah. Great call.
And I can't remember him ever doing that. Blocking someone. I'm sure he has.
Yeah, I'm sure it's happened.
I just can't remember him doing it.
Not in that dramatic a fashion.
Right.
Harden at the rim was impressive. Let's go to Stevie. I believe it's Stevie, in Palos Verdes. Good afternoon.
Hey, Stevie.
Hey, yeah, thank you for the vine.
Swing on through.
So check it out. We already traded him away once, and that didn't work out. I think if it works, you don't fix it. D'Lo, he plays good with his peers. And another point I want to make, he's inspired by LeBron James. So, you know, he's a very good asset. What do you guys think?
We're on opposite sides of this, but Mace, you're only advocating trading him if you get an impact player
Correct.
In return, right?
Correct.
You're not saying trade him to get him out of here.
No, yeah. Not at all. No, D'Lo's been great. I just feel like this team as it is, I mean, we're a game under 500. Last night was not necessarily the best night for the Lakers as they lose to the Clippers. But
No LeBron
was a mitigating factor. But no, I think he's the most tradable guy. You need somebody with value in order to be able to go out and get a player that's going to make an impact. And I think the two guys that are obvious there are D'Lo and both of your guys, Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
D'Lo and Austin Reeves are both movable contracts. If you can get better doing it, I think you get better.
I'll be sad if that happens, but I understand it because they're 22 and 23.
Sure.
You can if you're, you can root for your guys, and those guys are my guys, but if you're 22 and 23, you can't be surprised if there are changes.
DeJounte Murray, clutch guy.
Right, which factors into this.
Yes, it does.
The Lakers have a better relationship with Rich Paul and Clutch than any team in the league.
Yes. All right, let's do a quick... I want to do a quick conversation about the Hall of Fame. They announced the three new Hall of Famers
yesterday.
Surprised
that only three got in?
The fourth one was Billy Wagner. He just missed.
Yeah, missed by like a percentage 73.7%
need to get to 75. Probably get in next year. Now, Bergman's got an interesting argument about guys that are first ballot Hall of Famers.
What
so
is it?
If you are not a first ballot Hall of Famer, this is just baseball specific.
Okay.
Because all the other Hall of Famers are weird.
Okay.
But baseball specific, if you are not a first ballot Hall of Famer, you are not a Hall of Famer.
So, okay, let me just point this out. There are a significant number of writers who say, I'm not going to put anybody on the ballot in their first year of eligibility, unless it's like Mariano Rivera.
I think Mariano Rivera is the only person ever
to be
100% unanimous.
You don't have to be unanimous because writers
but your
are
point,
ridiculous.
I don't hate this point.
It's very
true. It's the Hall of Fame. It's not the Hall of Very Good.
Exactly.
Travis had a good point earlier where he said, that's what Ring of Honors are for.
Yep.
You know, 100%. Stick, if you've got a guy that was like very meaningful to your franchise,
look,
like the Dodgers just did this with Fernando.
Right.
Fernando's not in the Hall of Fame, but they retired his number.
Right.
Good
right.
for the Dodgers.
History. It's right. What he brought to the city.
Sure.
It means so much to the Ring of Honor.
Okay. Yeah. So let's take these one. Everybody agrees on Beltre, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beltre's an automatic. I think there's a great case for Maurer. Maurer was an MVP. Maurer batted 300+. He was a catcher. Not a lot of great offensive catchers in the history of the game.
Sure. I'll give you Maurer because, yes, he was a first ballot Hall of Famer. He was for a catcher, which I don't really like that, but still, he did what he needed to do to get in.
Fine. Now, a case can be made against Todd Helton.
Well, my biggest case against Todd Helton, and I think he's a great player. He was really good. Big numbers, all that kind of stuff.
I know the point you're going to make. It's the right one.
No, last year, he did not get in. There was only one guy that got in last year in Scott Rolen, who does not belong in. If you couldn't make it in the year when just Scott Rolen got in, how are you getting in the next year?
Yeah, he played his entire career in Colorado.
Now, wait
also.
A minute, though. That's beyond his control.
But it did help him. I think it did inflate his numbers.
Why did he not get in last year? You get, as a voter, you get 10 guys that you can choose. You can choose 10 guys. That's a lot. He doesn't get 75% with a year when only one guy got in on his sixth try.
Here's the argument for Scott Rolen.
Oh.
All right.
In his sixth try.
Okay, but here's the argument for him. Arguably the greatest defensive third baseman ever. Does defense not get you in baseball?
Somewhat, but let me ask you something.
Like Ozzie Smith.
Three gold gloves.
Yeah,
three gold gloves?
Yeah, that's,
three
gold
gloves.
That's not, amount. Like Nolan Arenado has something like 9.
John, did you go to Dodger Stadium and you're like, oh, yeah, Scott Rolen's coming to town?
No, but and here's the other thing. Travis made this argument, too. Can you tell the story of baseball without this, without blank?
Yes.
If I wrote the story of baseball, Scott Rolen never comes
Absolutely
up.
Absolutely not.
But
neither does.
Fernando probably comes up.
Yes, he does.
You know?
You can tell. It's a lot of eye tests. The biggest thing that you say about baseball players is, do you stop what you're doing?
Stop what you're doing, player.
I don't know, because there are great guys who aren't exciting. There are great players who don't.
Trout.
I mean, who aren't like.
Well, but he's.
I'm not thrilled when I see a necessarily every guy at the same.
Well, no, you stop to watch. Greg's landed on the right spot. If Trout, may very briefly was a stop what you're doing player, but then you realize he makes it look so easy that you know, like Vladimir Guerrero to me was a stop what you're doing player.
Right.
Shohei is a stop what you're doing player. Mookie.
So you're saying Trout wasn't. Trout won 3 MVPs and finished second twice.
Trout's right on the issue. Like a couple, I'm trying to picture if I'm walking through a bar and I'm going to meet Lisa in the back.
Yep.
And I'm walking by a TV. If Shohei's on, I'm stopping.
Sure.
If Mookie's on, I'm stopping.
Yep.
Am I stopping for Trout or you? Are you guys?
So I think so, yes, because of you. I know how amazing he is when he comes up and he's healthy. When he's healthy, he's going to hit a home run off you.
Yeah.
I was terrified of Mike Trout playing the Dodgers when they played those couple games. I'm like, oh, God, they got two on and Trout's up. He's going to hit a three-run homer right now. I knew that he was going to do something big.
But if you like Ortiz, stop what you're doing, player.
Yep.
Manny, stop what you're doing, player.
Not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, because for the same reason that A-Rod's not.
Yeah.
Wait, Ortiz? I think Ortiz
is
in.
No,
Manny's
not
in.
But that's a whole other thing.
I would let the cheaters in.
I would let all of them
I would
in.
Not.
I would 100%
yeah. But it always makes me, when we tell these stories, it always makes me think of Frank Robinson, who was like the big, he's a huge Lakers fan, so we got to see him a lot. And we had him on the show a few times. He was the most no-nonsense guy of all time. And if you brought it up with Frank, he would just go, they cheat? Yeah. No. Out.
Yeah.
It's so, like it was an absolute deal breaker for Frank, who was one of the greatest players of all time.
Also an unbelievably entertaining hothead.
Well, didn't you tell me saw him once get in a fight in an exhibition game?
So the Indians were the major league affiliate, or the Toledo Mudhens were the minor league affiliate of the Cleveland Indians at that point. And Frank Robinson was the manager of the Indians. So there was a pitcher named Dan Reynolds who didn't make the team, was like the last cut for the Indians that year. So he's mad at Frank. Frank decided, and he was still young, decided he was going to pinch hit in this game to put on a show. It's an exhibition game. Put on a show.
Team.
Reynolds hits him. Throws and Robinson just takes off and decks Dan Reynolds. It was one of the most entertaining things I've ever seen at a baseball game. You just don't get that kind of entertainment very often.
No, they'd suspend him for a month now.
Yeah.
To your point about cheaters, by the way, one second. But cheaters. Barry Bonds is the biggest cheater of them all.
Yes.
But he is arguably the greatest baseball player of all time. He's in the conversation
for
the great.
Right.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Here's what I say. Writers decide. It's a vote. It's a vote.
Well, what I think might happen is as the older writers age out and the younger guys like Buster only get, you know, have more power, Buster feels like we do, Greg. Just let them all in.
Just let them all. You can't tell the story of baseball. They'll never get in. Barry Bonds.
But well, they won't but get Mace, in. They could get in on the Veterans Committee
someday.
Yeah,
that's how they get in when these old writers die off.
It's like if you were a jerk, you're not getting in for
some
reason.
That's stupid. And
well,
by
that's
the way,
what it is.
And we talked about the Curt Schilling thing. Curt Schilling should be in. I know he's got weird political positions, but great.
You don't
great
think
picture.
There's any jerks in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, no. That's their whole thing. They said if you're a jerk to the writers, you don't get in. That's why some of these guys aren't in.
Yeah, Ted Williams was the last guy to hit 400. He had 406.
Yep.
He didn't win MVP that year because two of the writers left him completely off the ballot, and the two writers that did it were from Boston.
There you go.
Because he was such a jerk to him.
Baseball.
All right. So I'm playing the theme song from The Natural because coming up next, we are going to find out if Laura Romo is a natural actress. This will be her first appearance in Laura Romo acting class. Laura, how are you feeling about this?
You got a good script, but I don't know if I could fill
it. Well, the bar is pretty low. Your friend Jorge Briones did this fairly regularly, mm-hmm.
and I
think you can either meet or exceed Jorge.
Yes, I think so too.
Well, especially
don't give away the script.
He has no voice.
The script is so appropriate, Laura. Right?
Yeah, it's good. It's good, but it's so good that I'm like, oh crap.
Okay.
No, you'll be fine.
We will do that coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Alicia Keys, who is part of Laura,
love
fill us in. This thing, this show that's going to be in Vegas has an unbelievable lineup.
In May, right?
In May. So May 4th, I was telling Ireland and Greg, Lovers and Friends is going to be insane. That's actually my anniversary weekend with Christian.
Oh, nice.
The Boo, and I think we're going to cancel our plans and try to go to this.
Cool.
You should.
It's so good.
Read some of the acts.
Acts is Alicia Keys, who you're hearing right now, Backstreet Boys, Lil Wayne, Janet Jackson, Mary J. Blige, Ja Rule, Ashanti, T-Pain, Ludacris, Nas, Nelly, Akon, Neo, Timbaland, Keisha Cole, Brandy, Monica, Eve, TLC, Ciara.
Wow.
You have in the bottom print, Tank, The Dream, Pretty Ricky, Fat Joe, T.I., Jodeci. It's so good.
She skipped over, and I don't understand why.
Who'd she skip over?
Usher and
Mary
Snoop Dogg.
J. Did she? Did
oh,
you
no,
mention
I love
Mary
Snoop.
J.
You know, Snoop Dogg's on here. Usher's on here. There's names from back in the day with Juvenile, John B.
All the boy bands are going.
98.
Like, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees are all going.
Method Man and Redman.
I didn't see NSYNC in there, but dang, I missed that.
So this is. I got an idea. Tell the fun and games people. I'm
Let's
very popular with them right now.
They love you.
Can they make it happen so all of us
Let's
can
get
go?
A bus to Vegas.
Let's do
a
it.
Bus to Vegas
Sounds
for the concert.
Safe.
Yeah. Let's go. What do you think, Bergman?
I'm in.
Bus to Vegas.
Are you really?
I want to see this.
Yeah.
I don't actually like live shows that much, but
Let's
I will
it.
100%. And by the way, I heard that it's one stage.
Oh, everybody's on one stage?
It's so good.
That is so much better.
Yeah.
Coachella gets they're playing over there. They're
right.
playing over there.
Yeah, you can get a workout trying to make it around Coachella.
All right, so
Carlos saying it's four stages.
Yeah, that's why it was like
I had
one.
Misinformation.
Okay,
yeah, yeah,
so yeah. there are four times as many stages that you originally said.
That's I was like that's a lot. You've been to Love
Deshae.
And Difference. Yeah,
Deshae back there. He is our new play-by-play.
Yeah, I met
manager.
Deshae yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah,
he told me it was one stage, so he
Uh-oh.
Lied to me. So
oh,
I'm starting
with Deshae. He started wrong already.
One strike against Deshae.
Unless he's right, and who's ever back.
Carlos wrong.
Well, Carlos been to Lovers and Friends before, so he's been.
Okay. Okay, yeah, Carlos got experience.
I was saying two stages. What do you?
Oh man,
pick
Carlo.
A number.
Two,
Carlo,
one, yeah, four. Right. Carlo, come on.
Carlo,
get off the schneid. How many stages?
How many stages? Lovers and Friends here. No, there's four stages. You can actually stand in the same spot and look to one stage to the left with one performing act while the other stage is open, and then they rotate.
So, Carlo,
it's outside?
Yeah, it's all outside.
Has the lineup always been, in other words, has it always been this good?
Yeah.
How many years has it been
going on? Did you go last year?
So last year.
Well, that's when they had Usher and Missy Elliott and all those people, right?
So Usher's performed every year. He's been a headliner every year. He's produced, I think he produced the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, I know Laura loves Usher. Last year, Mariah Carey came out as a headliner, and she pulled out Boys to Men, and they performed One Sweet Day in front of everybody.
Very cool.
Wow.
Mind you, the bill being that long and only four stages.
How long of a day is it?
All day.
Like, what time did you get there?
They start at like 11 a.m.
And when did you leave?
11 p.m.
Okay, that's a full day.
It is all in one day. So they squeeze all the acts. Each of the acts are like 30 minutes long. Mariah Carey was already running late, so she only performed for like 15 minutes.
Okay.
All right, so that's June the 4th. And we're did
so
you
it's
hear?
Basically a modern-day Live Aid.
May the 4th, we're getting a bus, and we're going to fill it up with us and listeners, and we're going to the show.
Make it happen, Greg.
Oh, you're why don't the we? Boss. Why don't we dress up?
The
like
insurance
Star Wars
alone might keep us from doing that.
It would be a fun drive.
Just us, though. You know, we don't need. I love the listeners, but I don't think that's going to make us actually get this to happen if we take people.
Really?
Because it's too expensive.
It's not just expensive; it's a liability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the insurance.
They can meet us there, though.
All right.
They can meet
enough
us there.
Delays.
Yeah. Enough to. Yeah. Seriously, Laura.
Laura, are you ready?
Okay.
All right, so, Mace, what is the scene? I don't even know what the scene is.
Okay, so the scene that Laura is about to perform is from the movie Barbie.
Okay.
It is the scene in
the
which
America Ferrera speech.
America Ferrera, and she got nominated for an Oscar. She delivers a speech about being a woman. Laura, I thought this was appropriate for you. Take it away.
Yeah, this is hard. This is hard, but here it goes. It is literally impossible to be a woman. You have to have money, but you can't ask for money because that's crass. You have to be a boss, but you can't be mean. You have to lead, but you can't squash other people's ideas. You're supposed to love being a mother, but you can't talk about your kids all the damn time. You have to be a career woman, but also always be looking out for other people. You can never get old, never be rude, never show off, never be selfish, never fall down, never fail, never show fear, never get out of line. It's too hard. It's too contradictory.
You're good.
To anybody who gives you a medal or says thank you. And if it turns out, in fact, that you're not only... I already messed up. And it turns out, in fact, that you're not only are you doing everything wrong, but also everything is your fault. I'm just so tired of watching myself and every single other woman tie herself into knots so that people will like us. And if all of that is also true for a doll, just representing women, then I don't even know.
All right, I thought that was excellent.
I thought that was a real...
You had a couple of very small hiccups.
That was bad.
Yeah, very small, but you started out so strong.
I would give you a solid 91.
Yeah, I would give you... I'd give you a good 95, I think.
Oh, you guys are
that.
So nice.
Yeah. Bergman, what would you give her? What grade?
I think that was really very good. 93.
All right, so you got your three A's.
You guys are really, really nice.
Yeah.
By the way, that's a great speech.
It is.
I thought that... and I was surprised by this. It wasn't huge, but there was a small blowback from, you know, like the Fox News crowd saying, well, this movie is woke, or this movie is, you know, it puts down men. Really? We can't have one movie from the female perspective that tells you what they're thinking. You're that insecure that you think that if Barbie does well, it's going to have some detrimental effect on men. Why?
This says everything, by the way. The movie is 100% accurate in its depiction of women.
Right. And
because
and why are men offended by that?
Because in the end, Margot Robbie Barbie did not get nominated. The director, Greta Gerwig, did not get nominated.
And Ryan Gosling did.
Ken got nominated and not Barbie.
Okay, and again, I liked Barbie.
It's a great movie. Okay. It's a great movie.
I like Barbie. But the fact that that stupid song, I'm Just Ken, got nominated for a friggin' Grammy
is
a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
That song sucks.
He's going to perform that song on the Oscars, which actually will be entertaining to see Ryan Gosling sing. But
yeah Ryan Gosling's a good singer. Watch La La Land.
So weird. Ken gets nominated and Barbie doesn't. By the way, Gosling came out and said, just something's not right here.
I saw that.
Something's not right. All right, coming up next for you, John... Actually, let's do this. There was a plane that got turned around because of having too much gas. Do you know this story?
No.
I will explain it. Coming up next, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about Hyundai. I love my partnership with the Southern California Hyundai dealers. I'm driving an Elantra hybrid, which I absolutely love. It was a pleasure buying it. It is a pleasure driving it. And I'm telling you, if you are looking to change your life, it is your turn with the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. You're going to find great deals on the Hyundai you've always wanted. Check out the Adventure Ready Santa Fe, or how about the fun to drive Kona, the Sonata, very stylish, or how about the spectacular 2024 Ioniq 6? Drove that for a week. I'm telling you, it will revolutionize your EV experience. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty in 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. For confidence now and miles down the road, do like I did. Get in, get away with a great deal. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. So I sent I'm not going to say any names. Sent a gift basket to someone.
Okay.
Didn't hear back, but okay. I want to know if it got there. Should I text them and say, hey, did you get this thing? Or are they just saying...
Did you have it delivered by someone?
I had it delivered by Harry and David.
Okay.
Both. One or the other. Harry or David.
Can you call Harry and David and say, can you confirm delivery?
I got an email that says it was shipped.
Okay.
But I don't have an email that says it was received. I shouldn't go to that person and say, did you get this?
No, that's...
That's like...
No.
You can't ask for a thank you.
Hey, by the way, did you get that thing I sent?
Well, you went through this, John, with flowers that you were giving to somebody.
Yeah, and I gave them to this person and never heard a word.
Right, and you never checked back, right?
I couldn't.
See, I can't either.
I heard indirectly from someone else that they were received, but I never... It's weird. So I'll take you something that's been on my mind lately. I think because maybe this is a byproduct of the pandemic and everybody being more mad, but when I give people bonuses for Christmas, I never expect anything.
Right.
But I give a lot of them. I mean, I take care of all the people that work on the Laker broadcast. Yeah, I take care of all the people that work on our show. Yep. I take care of all the people that help me at Mountain Gate. I take care.
Sure.
I would say, so let's say I gave, I don't know, 30 Christmas bonuses
right
to different people.
Sure.
I got less than 10 thank yous.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Because I would immediately, the reflex would be thank you.
Right. Immediately.
Yeah. On the spot.
By the way, everybody here, I got one from.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I got thank yous from
everybody here, I got one from.
Even Morales. I got a thank you from Morales.
did you record it?
In a weird, genuine moment from him. Yeah.
But I find that odd that if someone does something nice for you, how hard is it to say thank you? And so I was talking to somebody the other day and they said, are you going to give those people that didn't say thank you a gift next year? And my answer immediately was, yeah, I am.
Yeah, I am too.
Because I don't do it because I'm looking for a thank you.
Even Morales.
But it would be nice to hear back. And that's your point about this gift basket.
Yeah, because now
obviously this person did something for you.
Oh, did something for me. And I wanted to thank him. And now it's out in the ether. I'm like, well, maybe they got it. Maybe they didn't get it. I don't know.
Yeah, I just think it's weird.
I haven't gone. So I've ordered some things from a particular place. And they've been misplaced or not delivered to me. So it might just be that they haven't gotten it.
Correct. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But there's no way to know.
Are you doing it for the thank you?
No, I am saying thank you.
Right, no, okay. But well, then
it's you're I'm sending but yeah, it you to can, say thank you.
Yes, but you here. This goes back to my original point. You can't wait for a thank you for a thank you.
Right. Yeah. In other words, I sent the gift because I wanted to say thank you.
Okay.
I'm not looking for a thank you. I'm just looking to
for
know that it got there.
Right.
So what do you want them to say? Hey, I got it.
Something like that.
But
yeah.
Then they don't. What if they don't say?
Or that
thank
was
you?
Very nice, or something like that.
What if they just say, "I got it"? Would you be okay?
I would be thrilled with that.
That's
I got
ridiculous.
It.
Ridiculous.
No, it's not. How do I know if
Greg,
it got
but
there
how hard
or not?
Is it? How hard is it to send a two-word sec or like thank you very much?
I know.
Appreciate you thinking of me.
Absolutely, is the right thing to do. But
yeah.
You can't expect that or be worried about it. You no. said you did your job.
I'm
you,
not. All
you
I'm
went above and beyond.
All I want to know is
confirmation.
Did it get there?
Yeah, confirmation.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I think that's the reason. No, but the answer to your question
right
is you. No, you cannot.
Yeah, I cannot.
No, you can't.
You cannot solicit a thank you for a thank you.
No,
that's why you track things.
Yeah.
And that's where you track
right
your
now,
packages.
Just, you have a text message right there on your computer.
No,
just
don't
text
do
them right now and just
no,
say.
Don't do
so
that.
I'm just wondering, did I?
No.
Did
yeah, no, I'm not
no.
going to do it.
Why not?
No, because it's
that's
the
tacky,
wrong.
That's tacky, bruh.
Wait a minute. You guys all agreed it's the wrong thing.
It
why would I go
thing.
Ahead and do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, don't do it.
Because you're curious.
No, no don't do it.
Tacky,
like don't let your curiosity get the better of you. Don't do it.
All right. So this is a weird story.
Good.
Which makes it perfect for this show. So this is an American Airlines flight, and this person on a subreddit tells this story. I was seated near a row where a situation occurred. They saw a man sit down who was audibly disgruntled and probably hungover.
Okay.
He reportedly exclaimed after grunting and stuff, "You thought that was rude. Well, how about this smell?" And he proceeded to loudly pass gas.
Ew.
That's amazing.
And he owned it.
People were upset about it. And he said, "If you don't like it, you can fly private."
I mean, sure. Look, he's
wow.
he's letting
all right,
you
so
know.
Wait a minute. What do you do in that situation?
Okay, so it got everybody very upset,
yeah.
right? Because you don't expect to hear an audible fart when you're on a plane. So, and apparently he really ripped one. So what do you think they did on the plane? What do you think? What happened? What was the outcome of this whole thing?
Was the plane in the air?
No, on the tarmac.
I think they removed him.
Bourbon?
Some woman got up and said, "He's not real."
Bourbon, do you think?
By the way, did you notice, Greg, that woman was like attractive?
Yeah, she was attractive.
Yeah. Laura,
very funny,
what do you think happened?
I think he was allowed to stay on the flight.
No, they went back to the gate and said, "I'm sorry, sir." Mm-hmm. Enough people complained that they went back to the gate and got him off.
A seat on an airplane is like a seat in a restaurant. They have the right to refuse service to anyone.
Do you get your money back?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure they put him on another flight.
You get your money back and you get on the no-fly list.
Mr. Fartman, you can take the flight at 2 o'clock today.
Can you imagine? You're on the no-fly list because of farting.
Well,
yeah.
But wait a minute, Greg. That's a real reason to be on a no-fly
right.
list.
Can you imagine somebody just...
It goes away.
Yeah, but
why you're farting next to me? Why should I be subjected to that? I don't deserve that.
Go away. No, you don't deserve. But also,
it was intentional,
it's
right?
It was he did it on. It wasn't just
by the
an
way,
accident.
I think had the guy gone the other way,
silent mode.
No, well, silent mode's always the best.
That's how I go.
But if he would have audibly farted and there was no way that he could say it wasn't him.
Yep.
And he stands up and says, "Folks, I am so sorry. I ate something bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just tearing me up. I'm going to try and go to the bathroom and deal with it. And if I can't, I won't fly." And then go to the bathroom, get it out of you.
Sure.
Come back, sit down. Don't say a word. Put your headphones on. Go to sleep. I think you get to stay on the plane,
See,
don't you?
I 100% do. Instead, everybody was very upset.
About it.
Everybody's very upset. He said, "If you don't like this, you can fly private."
Hey, by the way, that woman Bergman's talking about, did you see that video?
No, I don't know this
it's
one.
So,
that was
you
crazy.
Saw this video.
Okay.
It went viral.
So this is a... Like, this is a woman, Greg, that you and I, if we were both single and we saw her on a plane, would make a run at, right?
Yep,
yeah, probably. She was attractive.
Yeah.
And she just gets up in the middle of it and goes, "That person sitting back there is not effing real." that person is not real and shouldn't be on this plane. And she's standing up in the aisle screaming it.
Was she like delusional something?
She was on something. And finally she stormed off the plane. The doors were closed, but the plane hadn't pulled away yet. She's like, let me off this effing plane, blah, blah, blah. Did you now see the apology video she put out?
No, I didn't. How have you not seen this, by the way, man?
I have not seen this.
She cleans up. Yeah, just type in, do a Google search, type in airline woman, not real. And it'll come up.
It'll pop up.
Yeah, and Greg, look at her, type in airline woman, not real, apology.
Apology.
The video, when she cleans up and she starts talking normal, you're like, oh God, this is a type of person that I would have been friends with and didn't know she had that club in her bag. Like, didn't know she could go crazy.
She comes off
totally normal, looks really great, and apologizes. She goes, I'm just going to try and get back to my life, and I just feel terrible about this, and I'm very, really sorry.
She looks like a lawyer, a realtor, all up in one.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking at her. She seems like totally.
But on the plane, she just loses it. And now everybody's got a camera in their pocket.
Sure.
So the whole thing went viral. It's crazy.
That person is not real.
Not real. And she drops like 5 F-bombs in there.
In the movie Bridesmaids, I don't know if you remember this in the movie Bridesmaids, but they're on a flight somewhere and Kristen Wiig is sort of losing it because she's not used to flying. And she runs up to the first class cabin and says, there are people in colonial garb on the wing of this plane. They're not telling us everything. And she gets booted. She did apologize.
Yeah.
She says, I should have been in control of my emotions.
And by the way,
she clearly was not.
She is beautiful.
Yeah, but when you see, did you see the original video yet?
Yeah, yeah.
They look like two different people.
Oh, yeah.
Cuckoo.
Yeah, all right. Coming up next, we're going to get Laura, get Greg in here, and we're going to do a little What's Up, Fool.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so I was watching, this is from Speed Feed, I don't know, WFAA, the woman in the viral video saying it was not real, her apology. I was watching it. At the very end of it, the anchor says, she posted this on X, formerly Twitter.
Okay.
At what point do we stop doing this?
Saying X versus Twitter.
I think we're always going to call it Twitter.
Yeah, it'll always be Twitter.
So I don't even say X.
Yeah. I don't either. I've never called it X.
Do they have to legally say X, formerly Twitter?
Well, what happens is, if they have a business relationship with X, like I remember when they changed Staples Center to Crypto.com Arena,
right.
I said to myself, I'm going to have to say it.
Yeah.
Because they're paying me to say it. But you guys are probably going to call it Staples Center.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people still do.
I will always call it
formerly Twitter.
It'll always be Twitter to me.
Same.
There is so much talk that Elon Musk has changed Twitter. I don't notice. My Twitter experience has not changed at all since Elon Musk bought it. I don't know what actually people are crying about.
I don't see anything different. It depends on where you are.
I suppose if you're in certain areas. Yeah. But I mean, I've got sports and pop culture and stuff like that. I have not noticed. It's not changed my experience at all.
I mean, it's harder on my phone to get to the communities, but
that's a nice bonus.
I hate
that. No, it's harder. I don't like it.
Right. That's what I mean. No. Yeah. There are definitely issues with it. But my experience hasn't changed since that guy bought it.
Everything's the same. I just want them to stop saying formerly Twitter. Either call it X or call it Twitter.
Yeah, you're right. Just call it X. Now, you don't have to call it Twitter.
If you don't want to say Twitter, then say X.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what you're talking about.
It's a very good point. I hope everybody takes
Thank
note.
Thank
you. Man yelling at sky.
That's not real.
You clouds.
All right, I'm learning how to do this here, guys.
Cool.
Sorry. So last year, the internet went crazy when an alleged 1,000-year-old year-old alien corpse was found in Peru, right? But the forensic archaeologist Flavio Estrada of the Peru's Institute of Legal Medicine and Forensic Science told reporters, the conclusion is simple. There are dolls assembled with bones of animals from this planet. With modern synthetic glues, therefore, they were not assembled during prehistoric times. Basically, they're not real.
Okay.
My thing is, how do we know that they're telling us the truth? I believe in aliens. And will we ever really prove and see physical proof of aliens in our lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had that one, that Bigfoot walking around in, where was
it? Which was
Utah.
A joke.
Nope.
You could actually see the zipper on his suit.
I believed it until I saw the zipper.
Yeah. I completely believe it still. I'm a big believer, Laura, in conspiracy theories. I think there are tons of aliens out there. And one day, it's going to be like that movie Independence Day. We're going to have to fight them for world domination and we'll win.
If they have enough technology to get here,
yeah,
we're going to get our
trouble.
Ass kicked.
Yeah. No, we're all gone.
We got no shot.
If they want to come here and do and kill us
see,
all,
there's a difference, though. I believe that there is life elsewhere.
Same.
I just don't believe they're hanging out here.
I mean,
because we're not that interesting.
They're definitely watching us and laughing at us.
Yeah, we're kind of a bunch of dumbasses. So I would imagine the intelligent life elsewhere is actually judging us.
Do you guys remember what I sent you a few weeks ago about what happened in Miami where like all
the aliens
and 100 cop cars showed
right.
up?
Didn't believe that at all.
You didn't believe it, but a lot of people did.
And I did.
And the thing is, listen, all that happened and nobody talked about it. It was like nobody really caught it in the media. It didn't really get traction.
Oh, no. It was a lot of play. I mean,
but it wasn't like big.
I saw it on X, formerly Twitter.
You're a jerk. You know that?
From now on, that's what I'm going to say. Just
things
to irritate
are getting
you.
Okay, covered Steven. Up here, okay? That's
yes.
all I'm saying.
I think that there is life elsewhere. I just, like, for example, the Area 51 story is interesting, and the mythology is fascinating, that there was a crash in 1951 in Roswell, New Mexico, that there was an alien autopsy, that the aliens did die in that crash. Then the aliens were transported to Dayton, Ohio, at Hangar 19 at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. That's how specific the conspiracy is. I don't believe a word of it.
I believe all of it.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would
every,
you not?
Every bit of it.
I've seen no evidence that that's real.
But you're not going to see evidence.
I'm evidence-based. Well, if I see it, I'll believe it.
Okay, but then you have, this is what I'm saying. Like, we had the little corpse, right? And it looks like legit to
sure,
me.
Yeah, but it's not.
But then you have forensic people saying it's not real, and then we got to believe them.
Yeah,
so
but you don't seriously believe 13-foot aliens were walking around the mall in Miami.
You just don't know.
Laura, I'll take your whole theory a step further. I think Victor Wembanyama might be an alien.
He could be.
That I can see.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, he's not going to
be hurt. I think he might not be of this planet.
And LeBron isn't either, because look at what he's able to do.
Totally agreed. I mean, we all saw Men in Black, right?
Yes.
True.
Exactly.
Everybody. All right, I'll take this one. So I saw, let me find, I think I just lost it.
Oh, damn.
It's all right. Oh, no, I have it. I have it. Nope, I don't.
Okay, then you can do the next one.
What the hell?
Oh, no, I got it. I got it.
Okay,
all right, so... Sorry.
Darren
Revell. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
that was a disaster. Michigan running back. Darren Revell posted this on Twitter today, not X. Michigan running back Blake Corum is doing a signing in Detroit City Sports at the Lakeside Mall in Sterling Hill Heights, Michigan.
Right.
It's going to cost $130 per item and $50 for an up to 3-word inscription. National champions probably will be in there.
Right.
Why would anybody go and pay money to have some random running back sign something?
Greg, I cannot tell you how many people love memorabilia.
No.
It is a whole industry. And Blake Corum broke the Michigan record for touchdowns, and they won the national championship. He is going to make a fortune at that signing.
And he will have that forever. He's a Michigan legend. Whether he cracks the NFL or not, he's still a legend. It was part of a national championship team and was a key part of it.
Yeah, you know, the stuff that I'm friends with James Worthy, and he's on he's on Cameo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a steady stream of people that like grew up when he was their favorite player, and he does all these videos, and he could, if he wants to, he can do 6 or 7 a day. People love this stuff. And I think that Corum is going to, for the rest of his life, going to be able to milk this. Somebody told me that Mike Ruzioni, the guy who scored the goal in the Olympic hockey team, has never really had to have a job since then because he just gets hired for speaking engagements.
Yeah, speaking engagements. Absolutely.
Yeah, I want that job.
Mace is on Cameo. Are you still on Cameo?
I am still on Cameo.
When was the last time you did one?
Been a few weeks. I do them when I get them.
Are you still doing
Yeah, I'm. If somebody says, hey, wish my husband a happy birthday, wish my girlfriend a happy birthday, I'll always do that. I mean, I'll always do it if somebody lets me know. I'm not making bank on it. James Worthy's probably making bank on it.
Yeah, I think he does pretty well. His daughter runs it for him. He says it's a pretty steady income.
Yeah, I'm like totally nickel dime. I'm super cheap. That's the thing about me. Super cheap on Cameo.
Do you think any of us, not you or John or Mace, could make money on Cameo?
I will not. I know I will not make money.
Ireland would do that stuff for free.
If you know me, just reach out to me and I'll do it for
free. But the problem is when they don't know you.
Right.
That's the one way.
Yeah, I don't know if I have time to do all that other
stuff. They're going to DM Ireland.
Let's put Laura on Cameo and see how many people.
Oh, I bet we can get Laura with a lot of cameos.
No.
Yeah.
Charge what, like 50 bucks?
50? No,
I don't even charge 50 bucks.
That's a lot, dude.
I'm Dala Hala.
Wait, what?
A Dala Hala?
Dala Hala.
Oh,
that was a very cappy saying.
That actually was. I withdraw. I withdraw that statement.
All right, do you guys have one more or are we done?
I have one more.
All right, good.
Just because we touched on Vegas today for the lovers and friends. As you guys know, I'm not a huge fan of Vegas. I feel like if you did it right once, you're good. But after this, you may not be there. You can potentially get fined $1,000 or be locked up in jail for 6 months if you stop and stand on the bridges to take pictures. So Vegas is known for this, right? But they're starting to put up signs saying that you can no longer do this. And they're trying to really hard to implement it. My question to you guys is, is it even possible to implement this?
Okay, probably not. But I'll draw a comp to what happens at crypto. The one thing the ushers hate, the redcoats hate,
when you linger,
is if you stop and take pictures in the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't block the aisle, they'll pretty much let you do anything. But if you block the aisle, and Laura, I cannot tell you how many people stand in the aisle and take pictures, and it stops the traffic in the aisle. And that's why they're doing this in Vegas.
Exactly.
Because nobody wants to walk in front of somebody taking a picture, so then nobody can get anywhere. And that's why they're doing it. Now, what I think you can do is simply tell people to move. Just say, hey, you can't do that here. Keep moving. And if somebody is obstinate, you could fine them. But I doubt they're actually fining people or locking them up.
I'm guessing those bridges probably get pretty clogged up. That's why they invented this rule. But, I mean, this is called advertising. Every time somebody takes a picture in Vegas and sends it out on social media, it's like, hello, Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the pictures will continue. I can't imagine this could be effectively enforced.
I don't think so, but they're trying.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is a fail.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, John, I made two fantasy basketball trades I want to bounce off you coming up.
Okay.
And the Dodgers may be getting the exact player they need. Plus, they may be targeting a key bullpen arm. We'll do that coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay. If you listen to the show, you know I love Icebod Active. You can go to their website at icebodactive.com. If you have back pain, I want to talk specifically to people today that have back pain. Now, Icebod Active works on your elbows, your knees, your joints. But a lot of people look for answers for pain and soreness in their back. And Icebod Active has a sleeveless compression shirt to ice your whole back down to your sciatic region. And it's awesome. It's form-fitting, particularly if you lay on the floor. These compression shirts, you put ice cold gel packs in them and they press up against your skin. If you lay on the floor with these things, that's an extra emphasis on the ice, right on your back, and they've created just a better way to ice. And right now, I've talked them into leaving this up for a while because they're getting a great response to it. They have a flash sale going on. 30% off with the coupon code FLASH710, all one word. FLASH710. Go to icebodactive.com and get yours. FLASH710 will get you 30% off. Once you go to the website, you'll see James Worthy on there. You'll see a doctor on there. It'll answer any questions you have. Check it out today at icebodactive and icebodactive.com.